Researchers say the methods used to create artificial intelligence, AI, systems require large amounts of water. As a result, people are calling on AI developers to reduce their water usage and take more responsibility for the environmental resources they use. The Associated Press recently reported on water usage by American-based OpenAI, the company that launched the ChatGPT AI tool. ChatGPT is a so-called chatbot designed to interact smoothly with humans and perform high-level writing. Such tools are also known as generative AI or large language models. The development and training methods used to create large language models require powerful computing systems. This process uses a lot of electricity and produces a lot of heat. Data center operators pump in water to keep equipment cool. OpenAI, which is backed by software maker Microsoft, operates a series of data centers in West Des Moines, Iowa. The city in the central part of the state is home to about 68,000 people. "They're building them as fast as they can," said Steve Gehr, who served as the city's mayor when Microsoft first arrived. He said the software maker was attracted to the city because of its efforts to improve public projects. The former official also said Microsoft provided a huge amount of money in taxes in support of the efforts. But, Gehr said of the company, they were pretty secretive on what they're doing out there. In 2020, Microsoft said it was developing one of the world's most powerful supercomputers for OpenAI. At the time, it did not name the Iowa City as home to the project. Microsoft described the effort as a single system with a huge number of semiconductors and processors to support AI workloads. In late May, Microsoft President Brad Smith made his first public comment about the company's new AI supercomputing data center in West Des Moines. He noted the center was built to support development efforts for the ChatGPT system. Water is taken from the nearby Raccoon and Des Moines rivers to cool down the Microsoft OpenAI computing equipment, the AP reports. In its latest environmental report, Microsoft said its worldwide water usage rose 34% from 2021 to 2022 to almost 1.7 billion gallons. Industry experts have suggested the large increase was directly linked to the company's AI research. It's fair to say the majority of the growth is due to AI, said Xiaolei Ren. He is a researcher at the University of California, Riverside, who has been studying the environmental effects of AI products such as ChatGPT. In a paper set to be published later this year, Ren's team estimates ChatGPT takes up 500 milliliters of water each time someone asks the tool a series of between 5 and 50 questions. The estimate also includes indirect usage companies generally do not measure. This includes water used to cool power plants that supply the data centers with electricity. Most people are not aware of the resource usage underlying ChatGPT, Wren said. If you're not aware of the resource usage, then there's no way that we can help conserve the resources. Wren noted that Google reported a 20% growth in water usage during the same period. He believes that growth is largely linked to the American-based search engine company's AI development work. Microsoft said in a recent statement to the AP that it is investing in research to measure the environmental effects of AI activities. The company promised to work on ways to make large systems more efficient in both training and application. In its own statement, OpenAI said it had given considerable thought to the best use of computing power. We recognize training large models can be energy and water intensive, it said. A West Des Moines government document from 2022 says the city will only consider future data center projects from Microsoft if those projects can demonstrate and implement technology to significantly reduce water usage from current levels. I'm Brian Lynn.